you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you'd like to take us with you as you travel, or listen while you work, telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Live in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am really doing well, and I'm chuckling because of I received your email of the topics that you would like to discuss for the next 2 hours. And they are absolutely identical to the topics that I'd like to talk about. And so
I
opened up the... Oh, absolutely. They're, I mean, totally in sync. And let me share with our broadcast classroom what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Tax revolt. Now, when we talk about tax revolt, we're not talking about an armed revolt. What we're talking about is we'll use their rules and we will pay as little as possible in taxes. Travel taxes, motor vehicle registration, land taxes, use taxes, it doesn't quit. These guys, if it moves, they tax it. And as Hillary Clinton said, and she said she was talking to some person from another country, and I don't know what type of office this person had, but she said, and I read this, and I'm paraphrasing, in the United States, if it moves, we tax it. If it doesn't move, we regulate it. That sums it up, doesn't it?
That about sums it up. And you should be very grateful that your president, Donald Trump, has chosen to, veto the carbon tax, because that would be a tax on you breathing. On the outward breath, that is.
Yeah, I'm delighted.
You're a
delighted.
Carbon emitter.
Yeah. We all are.
Yeah.
We all are, including the ants, right? The ants
That's right.
Bugs and the bees and the turtles and the
It's self-admittedly, they've been talking about this. By they, I mean the globalist banks, the community. I've been studying their goings on for since I was about 17 or 18 years old, which is about 24 years ago or thereabouts. And I was reading books that were written 5 to 10 years before. And whatever. And they were talking about it. Writing style. These are the books he wrote, 4 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And warning about the New World Order. And he said it'll all be coming to a head around about 2017 or 2018 or thereabouts. And he was writing that about 35 years ago. These people know what they're doing. And, nothing really happens by chance, okay? They have variations of what they can do, but ultimately they are playing a great playbook. And there's a bit of wriggle room that they've got, but not really much. But one thing we can do to slow them down, okay, a few things we can do. One thing I would urge everybody in the listening class who is inclined to pray, I would urge you to pray that the devil might be restrained over this world, because, you know, it's absolutely awful. Absolutely awful to think of, you know, that these people basically all worship the devil, these banksters, and they have suffered a tremendous blow, and that their choice pick, Hillary, who is a self-admitted black queen witch, has not been elected. That is a terrible, terrible blow to them, but it's very, very good for us. And Donald Trump might not be perfect, you know, but he's not a high black queen witch. And, you know, when explaining to my sons, you know, of why I'm glad that Donald Trump has been elected, that's how I explain it. And, you know,
I
mentioned this before, Tex Mars wrote a book called Hillary's Hellcat. And did an excellent piece of research, then ended up in the back cover of the book. 200 Unsolved Murders, where the evidence points squarely back to the Clintons. Yeah.
I remember... I remember being in many meetings when I had a job back in the 1980s. And what I found in these meetings was that one person would sway the entire room. Let's say we were in a conference room. One person would bring up something, and then another person would chime in and say, yeah, you know, I think that's a good idea. And then pretty soon, almost everybody would chime in and agree, except for me. And I would say, there's a better way of doing this. Or that doesn't make much sense when you consider, you know, these other three things. And Donald Trump, I believe, is like that. I believe when Donald Trump is in a meeting with people who believe they're his peers, and he doesn't think something's right and someone brings something up, I have a feeling he says, that's ridiculous. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
And he'll go out and say whatever he thinks is the right thing at that moment. And I applaud him for doing that. Now, I know for a fact it doesn't win you lots of friends. It really doesn't. And I'm sure that he's been accused of not taking that course on how to win friends and influence people. However, I think he's doing a fabulous job.
Yeah.
I really do. And I've admitted that I have not taken Dale Carnegie's course on how to win friends and influence people. And, you know, in your email to me, I'm trying to find exactly how you said this. Quote, I'm coming out swinging too. Now, what we mean when we say that, Gwyneth, well, why don't you define what that means in your words? Tax revolt,
okay.
I'm coming out swinging too.
Well, what I meant was this. Yesterday, I was listening to your broadcast in between calls, okay? I work as a telephone psychic. And by the way, can I make a little plug here just in between? If anybody
sure.
wants to have a telephone reading with me, they can go to asktheanswer.com. And they can make a booking, okay? And, you know, the next time I come online with them, because I'm online with them for about 2 hours a day, about four or five times a week, okay? And I'm able to advertise with them using my own name of Gwyneth, okay? and I'm able to promote myself. The other line that I work for, I'm unable to promote myself. They have their own advertising department, and their advertising department is excellent, and I'm sure you've all seen their ads, but I'm not allowed to say what company I work for, and I'm not allowed to say what name I work under with them. Okay? So, but this company, asktheanswer.com, if any of the listening audience want a reading with me, either that or they can email me directly, and I'm able to provide email readings directly. Okay? But anyway, I'm coming out swinging too. This means, yesterday I was listening to your broadcast, your Monday broadcast, and you said, I'm coming out swinging. And I just chuckled because I thought, I like that attitude. It's not a violent attitude.
Thank you. your world with Streamlight gun mounted lights from up to 1100 lumens.
Of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.